Project Command. Stand by a power transfer.
Hey there. It's me, Joshua.
Minus X minus 10. 9.
We're dropping one last thing into the old primed feed. Just to let you know, KUOW's launching a new podcast that I think you might like.
1. 0.
Here's the trailer. So, Monica, is Seattle booming?
I'd say it's sort of booming.
No, I don't think so.
You have empty businesses, you have derelict storefronts, you have office buildings that went remote and stayed remote.
A lot of people say no, but there are still cranes as far as the eye can see.
It is booming.
It is booming.
I was up in the 11th floor of my hotel last night watching all the construction, and quite impressive.
That boom has been the story of the Seattle area for a long time.
Tech companies couldn't scoop workers up fast enough. Thousands of people moved here every year. But then the pandemic turned everything upside down, and it's kind of hard to see where things have landed.
By some measures, we are still booming.
But like so many stories in the economy right now, this is one where the way things are and the way things feel don't seem to line up.
We'll dig into that tension in a new podcast called Booming, Stories from a City That Almost Never Stops Growing.
I'm Monica Nicholsberg. I cover labor and the economy for KUOW.
And I'm Joshua McNichols, KUOW's growth and development reporter. Every other week, we'll bring you up-to-date news on what's going on in our economy and what that means for the people living here.
The boom has brought jobs, people, and wealth to the Seattle area. But it's also brought real growing pains that people living here feel every day. We'll ask the important question. How can more of us benefit from the booms and survive the busts?
Listen to Booming every other Wednesday, wherever you get your podcasts.